This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Representatives from nearly 200 countries agreed at the COP28 climate summit on Wednesday to begin reducing global consumption of fossil fuels to avert the worst of climate change, signaling the eventual end of the oil age.
I must say that you did it. You delivered.
COP28 President Sultan Al-Jaber closed the climate conference and called the deal historic, but added its true success would be in its implementation. The deal is receiving a less than hearty welcome in Nigeria, which depends on crude oil sales for most of its budget, and where leaders say they need funding if the world wants the country to transition away from the use and production of fossil fuels. Timothy Obuzu reports.
Some are not so pleased with the deal. Members of the OPEC oil-producing countries, including Nigeria, initially resisted calls by more than 100 nations for stronger measures like a complete phase-out of fossil fuels. Critics argue the technology is expensive and a diversionary tactic by countries to continue to produce fossil fuels. Oil accounts for 95% of Nigeria's foreign exchange earnings. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
U.S. lawmakers in the White House are discussing what level of border arrest should trigger stringent new asylum rules under a possible border security deal that would also include aid for Ukraine and Israel, a Republican Party senator said on Wednesday. A group of Senate lawmakers have been negotiating a border agreement that would be paired with the Ukraine and Israeli military aid. Volodymyr Zelensky, president of Ukraine, was in Washington earlier this week.